You know, if you're a homosexual, God can change you. You don't have to stay there. He can change you. If you're a lesbian, He can change you. You don't have to stay there. He promises to deliver you. But they had a meeting 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 17th, 18th, 19th of August last year. Monday was a beautiful day in Minneapolis. Now, there's a great big Lutheran church right downtown Minneapolis. Right across the street, there's a big convention center. Well, the church wasn't big enough to hold all the people. They came, so they rented the convention center. Well, Monday they had the meeting, beautiful day. Tuesday they had the meeting, beautiful day. Wednesday they had the meeting, beautiful day. No adverse weather even on the forecast for Minneapolis. Clear skies. But all of a sudden, they're going to vote at 2 o'clock Wednesday afternoon where they're going to have homosexuals in their church, in the offices in the church or not. And just a few minutes before 2 o'clock, the sky became black over Minneapolis. And right downtown, just outside of town, right on I-94, a big tornado formed. And it came right down I-94 and it hit two buildings in that town, the Lutheran Church and that convention center. And then it left. Tore the steeple off the church, scattered everything, done all kinds of things. And then some of the people had the audacity to say, "You reckon that was from God? Reckon He's upset about what we're doing? Who do you think that was from?" That's right. It was from God. And He was trying to tell His church, "I don't like what you're doing. You need to vote against this thing." And they went right back in there and voted it in anyway. So you want to know why we're experiencing the things we're experiencing today? I got a feeling it's sin. It's sin. Now look at the benefit package. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Now, what's the first two verses tell us to do? Bless the Lord. When's the last time you got up in the morning blessing the Lord? "Lord, I praise You and thank You." You woke up and the first thing you said, "Lord, I praise You and thank You that You're my Lord." You go out and get in your car and after you had breakfast, "Lord, I praise You for this food You give me this morning. Ooh, I praise You for this cup of coffee or cup of tea or glass of milk or whatever. Lord, I praise You for this car I got." Somebody said, "That old car, praise God, it's sure better than walking." Praise the Lord. "I praise Him for my beautiful car." Somebody asked me the other day when I was downtown getting some stuff in my truck, said, "How old is that truck?" I said, "Well, it's a 69. I said, "But it runs good. You know, I praise the Lord for that old truck. It's, what would that be, 69, 40 years old, right? Something like that. 40 years old. And you're praising the Lord for that?" I said, "I sure hate to haul that lumber on my back. That old truck sure does haul it better than hauling it by on my back." Now then, do I praise Him for everything? Yes, I don't care if my truck's 40 years old. You know, I don't care. It's paid for. You know, ain't no payments on it. You know, so it runs real good. You know, praise the Lord. In fact, I even pulled the engine out of that old thing last year, me and Bruce, when he was out here. We pulled the engine out of that thing, bored it and fixed it and overhauled it, put new rings and bearings. We did all the work ourselves, you know, and put that old thing back in. Of course, I got my own valve grinding equipment. I done the head and the whole nine yards, put the pistons on the pins and the rods together, did all that myself. And when I got totally through with that truck, I had less than $500 in a complete major overhaul. You go out and try to get yours overhauled for $500. No, you can't do that. But if you have knowledge and you have the wisdom and you pray over things, nothing's impossible. Look at the benefit package if you praise Him and forget not all His benefits. Now, this is the best benefit package or health care plan I have ever seen. Let's see what it involves. The next verse. Verse 3 and 4. Who forgives all of our iniquities? When does He forgive your iniquities? When you ask. "Lord, I sinned. I messed up here. I did this wrong." He says, "Because of the blood of my Son, I'll wash that clean. As long as you got, all you got to do is ask me, and I'll forgive you." Then He says, "After I forgive all of your iniquities," then what does He do? He heals what?
All.
How many?
All.
"And I only charge you $2,000 a month for this plan." Is that what He said?
No.
How much does this plan cost us? He paid the price. It's free. He promised it. So see, when we, the church, get faith, when we start making sure every sin is repented of, every sin, if every sin is repented of, then you can come to Him and say, "Father, You said right there, You forgive how many of my sins?
All."
all. So I've repented of all sin. And Lord, if there's anything I've done that I don't know about, I ask you to reveal it to me, because I want to lay it at the foot of the cross. Is that the way it should be? Yes, absolutely. So, Lord, I ask you to forgive me of all of my iniquities. I know they're done. So now that I have this problem with my arm, my leg, my back, or whatever, and I ask you to heal my body in the name of Jesus, and I want to thank you it's done. So I don't need to go back. You know, I mean, people come to healing schools over and over and over. And why? They didn't believe. They either didn't repent or they didn't believe. If you believed, how many of your diseases did he say he'd heal? Now then, here's the thing that we miss. We want him to do it like a microwave. We want to put our tea in there and push a button and then stand there and say, "Hurry up, machine. I need my tea." It says, "Well, I'm going to give it to you in 2 minutes, but that's too long." Is that the way we are today? Instead of saying, "Lord, I want my tea hot, put it in the microwave, and thank you, Lord, it's going to get hot. When it's hot, it's hot. If it takes 2 minutes or 3 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever kind of microwave I got, it's going to be hot. So, Lord, since you promised to forgive all of my iniquities, I confess all of my sin. I know they're forgiven." Is that right? They're forgiven. Now then, Lord, you said you'd heal all of my diseases. So I got this problem, this problem, this problem. I ask you to heal it, and I want to thank you and praise you. It's done. Now then, on the way out, somebody said, "What'd you come here with?" "I came here with diabetes." "Do you get prayed for?" "Yep." "Do you still have it?" "Nope. I don't have it." Because Jesus promised it. I mean, you take your insulin levels and you check it, and when you check it, it says, you know, you still got it. You say, "Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I don't have it. The name of Jesus." Now then, this guy that came to me here a few years ago with 2700 vision. I mean, he takes his glasses off. He couldn't tell who I was right here. I said, "What do you need, sir?" He said, "I want to be able to see without glasses." I said, "Okay, you got all your sins repented of?" "Absolutely." I said, "Well, take Mark 11:23 and start saying, 'Lord, I thank you that for my beautiful, clear, sharp eyes, up close and far away, night and day, in the name of Jesus.'" Now, what did he say you could have? Whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart, with no doubt in your heart, you'll have it. Is that what he said? He said, "How long do I have to say it?" I said, "Until it works." Until it works. So he left. I prayed for him. He left and he started praising the Lord and quoting that Mark 11:23 and thanking him for his good, clear eyes. And I never heard from him again. 2 or 3 years went by, and Cheryl and I was over at Hillcrest in North Dallas. I was speaking at a luncheon over there one day to 100 or 150 people, whatever. And this guy came up and he said, "Pastor, I just want to come by and shake your hand and say hi and see if you remembered me." And I looked at him, I said, "No, sir, I don't think I do." He said, "I was the guy that had the 2700 vision in both eyes." I said, "Oh, praise God, you're not wearing any glasses." He said, "No." He said, "They're healed. I don't need them no more. I see perfect." I said, "Well, how long did it take?" He said, "You remember you told me to use Mark 11:23 and say it over and over and over?" I said, "Yes, I remember." I said, "How long did it take?" He said, "I don't know, months." He said, "I said that every day over and over and over." He said, "One day I'm riding down the road in my van," and he said, "Lord, thank you for my, according to Mark 11:23, I want to thank you for my beautiful, clear, sharp eyes. I can see perfect far away and up close day and night in the name of Jesus." And he said, "I heard a voice that you finally believe it." Ain't that something? You finally believe it. He said, "When I heard that, I said, well, yes, Lord, I believe it." He said, "Well, then take off your glasses." So he said, "I pulled off the side of the road and stopped, took my glasses off, said I couldn't see nothing, not a thing." I said, "One more time, Lord, I want to thank you and praise you for my perfect eyesight in the name of Jesus." And he said, "Thurman, as God is my witness, everything just come into clear, sharp focus, and I don't have to wear no glasses no more." You know what we do? We say, "Lord, I want new eyes. It's done in the name of Jesus." And you walk outside and you say, "Well, it didn't work. I still can't see. Let me put my glasses back on." Is that us, brother? Sure. That's the way we act.
That concludes part one of the healing school titled, "Have You Prayed Yet?" We now join part two in progress.
I am trying my best to teach the body of Christ what God says we can do.
Amen. Thank you.
You know, and I'm just trying to tell you, I mean, what God says. And you know, Joyce, I know He has confirmed all these things in my life with the wonderful things He's done for me. You know, just like, I mean, I realize this is a big one to me. Here I am 71 years old, and I've not had a sick day in 26 years. You know, now, that's an awesome, as far as I'm concerned, that's awesome. You know, how many men do you know that 71 and hadn't had a sick day in 26 years? Amen. You don't know many, you know, but it's only a few. And those that have done this are those that have obeyed God's word. So we're going to start out. I'm going to show you some things in the Old Covenant where I learned these things. And I'm going to start out with Exodus 15:26. I want to go to Exodus 15:26, and I want you to see some promises under the old law. Now, the old covenant had great and wonderful promises, just like the new one does. But the new one's got better promises. The new covenant is much better. But in Exodus 15:26, I want you to see, and he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Now, what does that mean to diligently hearken to the voice of God? Does that mean to go to church on Sunday? Does it mean to go to church every Sunday? Does it mean to put God first every day? Yes, diligence. I mean, diligence. You know, here's the easiest way in the world that I can think of to explain this. Everybody seems to understand it this way, whereas over here on this way, when God says, put me first, we seem like we think, okay, I put God first, I go to church on Sunday, if the weather's right, you know, if I feel like it. You know, He's an understanding God. He won't mind if I skip church when I have to go to a special meeting on Sunday or during the week. You know, He knows I got to work, so I ain't got time to read His word. We seem to think we're putting God first when we go to church on Sunday, especially if we go to more than one service on Sunday. But if you, a lot of people think, if I go to church on Sunday, every Sunday from 2 to 4, I'm okay. I'm diligently serving God. No, that's not it. But when I come over here to a man and a woman, it's real easy to understand. A man and a woman gets married. They spend every Sunday together.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Have You Prayed Yet? In its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.